Well, good morning. This is what we call the youth message, but as you know, that's just a name that we've given it because we don't have the youth in church on Sunday morning now. Hope and pray that that will change very, very soon, as there seems to be a light at the end of the tunnel on this COVID thing. People are coming out. People are getting vaccines. They're getting their lives in order, and they're looking to the Lord for the hope and the trust that they have in order to allow us just to be free people, go and do what we'd like to do with limited restrictions. So a lot of the COVID restrictions are limited. But today I wanted to talk to you about the law of the serpent. Now, what do you mean by the law of the serpent? What is a serpent? It's a snake. It's another word for the devil. The devil has a lot of words in the Bible. But the law of the serpent comes, and we have a New Testament reading, which I'm going to share in a little bit. And then we always do an Old Testament reading because Jesus is concealed in the Old Testament but revealed in the New Testament. So if you'll notice, our lectionary readings this week was in chapter 21 of Numbers. And I just want to you don't need to turn there, but I want to just read Numbers 21, verse 8. Now the people were complaining, and God sent poisonous snakes among them. And then the Lord told him being Moses, make a replica of a poisonous snake and attach it to the top of a pole, and those who are bitten will live if they simply look at it. So Moses made a snake out of bronze and attached it to the top of the pole, and whenever those who were bitten looked at the bronze snake, they recovered. So now let's flip over to a very familiar passage of Scripture. It's in John chapter 3, verses 14 through 21. All right, here, the New Living Translation. Verse 14. As Moses lifted up the bronze snake on a pole in the wilderness, so I, being Jesus, Son of Man, must also be lifted up on a pole. And of course, that pole is the cross, so that everyone who believes in me will have eternal life. This is a very, very famous passage and a passage that has helped a lot of people come to the Lord, even me, way back when, first scripture I ever memorized. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Verse 17, God did not send his Son into the world to condemn it, but to save it. There is no judgment awaiting those who must trust him. But those who do not trust him have already been judged for not believing in the only Son of God. Their judgment is based on this fact. The light from heaven came into the world, but they loved the darkness more than the light, for their actions were evil. They hate the light because they want to sin in darkness. They stay away from the light for their fears that their sins will be exposed and they'll be punished. For those who do what is right come to the light gladly, so everyone can see that they are doing what God wants. May God add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. God gave his only Son so that we may have life and have it more abundantly. We think about this particular time of the year when it's coming up on Resurrection Sunday, commonly known as Easter, that we understand what it means when Jesus came and took all the sins to the cross of Calvary. But imagine that a person you love most is on the verge of death. Doctors and nurses keep a constant vigil, watching beeping machines, monitoring blood pressure, checking tubes to make sure that none have slipped out or became blocked. What would you give to keep this loved one alive? How much would you sacrifice to have a normal life with him or her again? laughing, talking, sharing. If your love is strong and genuine, you would give it all. That's exactly what God did for us. Sin put us on the verge of death. So God, in His marvelous love, gave up His only Son that we might have life. God gave His Son, and His Son offered it up for forgiveness of sin. That great sacrificial gift is the foundation of our renewed relationship with God. In this most popular of all the Bible verses, John 3:16, the Apostle John is not only showing us how to receive salvation, but he's also telling us the secret to the deepest love, sacrificial giving that can ever be. Jesus. Is there something that you have or something that you do that is keeping you from giving your life to Christ and accepting the love of God? Give it up before you actually forfeit both life and love, for God so loved the world. The scriptures really give us a lot of hope today, and especially in this scripture. Today gives us a taste how difficult it is for us humans to trust God and to put our lives into Jesus' hand. So I just want to share with you again that scripture. Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of God be lifted up, that whosoever believes, that whosoever means everybody, believes in Him may have eternal life. And it goes on to say that God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through Him. This is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than light. But did you know that we are that way too? We are people who love darkness. We love to hide. Just as Adam and Eve did in the first time that God sought them after they had eaten from the forbidden fruit. We're afraid of being seen. Afraid of being authentic. We're afraid of being vulnerable. And that's an important thing in life. We've got to be vulnerable. Afraid of the truth, exposing the untruth within ourselves, even if it means that we can be healed. We are a people of status quo. But you don't have to have status quo by accepting Christ into your life, giving Him all your hurts and pains. You can have new life. What do you mean, preacher? Can we have two lives? Yeah, we can have this life in this world, and then we can also have the life of eternal life for what God has done for us. So just hope and pray that you're doing well. We're getting ready to come up on Resurrection Sunday. And always like to do the youth messages because we're all young at heart. But more importantly, we all can and should and have a relationship with the living God through Christ. Just as they talked about in Numbers, where God told Moses to put a snake on the top of the pole, and that everybody that would look upon that snake would be freed and healed from any kind of snake bites or whatever was going on. Fast forward to 2021. Scriptures now talk about anybody who looks upon Christ, and as He is hanging there on the cross, and accept Him into their lives, they will not be hurt by any kind of sin or disease, giving us the promise of a new life in Christ. Well, hope and pray you're all doing well. I know Travis and Tina too, and Carol Morgan are anxious to get together with you again. And I just hope and pray that you've been listening to the online services and know that this pastor loves you and cares for you. And hopes to see you in person soon. I pray you're having a good day. God bless.